May 15th, 135. Young men. Young men have strong passions and tend to gratify them indiscriminately. Of the bodily desires, it is the sexual by which they are most swayed and in which they show absence of self-control. They are changeable and fickle in their desires, which are violent while they last, but quickly over. They are hot-tempered and quick-tempered, and apt to give way to their anger. Bad temper often gets the better of them, for owing to their love of honor, they cannot bear being slighted, and are indignant if they imagine themselves unfairly treated. While they love honor, they love victory still more, for youth is eager for superiority over others, and victory is one form of this. They love both more than they love money, which indeed they love very little, not having yet learned what it means to be without it. They look at the good side rather than the bad, not having yet witnessed many instances of wickedness. They trust others readily, because they have not yet often been cheated. They are sanguine. Nature warms their blood as though with excess of wind. And besides that, they have yet met with few disappointments. Their lives are mainly spent not in memory, but in expectation. For expectation refers to the future, memory to the past, and youth has a long future before it and a short past behind it. On the first day of one's life, one has nothing at all to remember and can only look forward.